about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, you seem very, very proud of your homeland.
Indeed I am. You know, I miss it. Being here in France, I miss it back home, and I bless the rains down in Africa.
Right, like the song.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
It's the lyrics to the Toto song, Africa.
I'm not familiar with that. But at any rate, it's going to take a lot to drag
me away from you.
From you? That's what I was going to say.
Should we do it in harmony?
That's so bizarre. I was going to say, drag me away from you from this great interview.
And now.
So, we'll see if the winds die down, okay. But I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, is that a cow?
That seems like the cow just blew over the moon.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Got you till the end, bud.
Nope.
Gotcha.
I think we're denying that one.
It's really windy out here.
Our feature presentation.
He does good work.
He does.
That's all I know. Morning, everybody. Brand new show. It is Wednesday morning, the 5th of February.
Hi.
What's happening?
How's it going, guys?
Voice is coming back.
Feeling so good.
For real?
Eh.
No. Okay, though?
I'm getting
okay, good.
There.
You're getting
I'm
okay.
I'm getting so close to back.
All right.
Yeah. I don't remember yesterday. Did we... Do the show
we
yesterday?
We did a show yesterday, yeah.
Okay, don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I think I was the only one not hallucinating
at
around hour 3. Did it start with a stuffy nose?
No.
Not mine. Mine started with a cough in my throat.
Yeah.
All right.
My throat hurt.
I'm still
surviving. You're not getting sick, are you?
I just had a little bit of a stuffy nose when I woke up, but...
You're a medical miracle so far. How do you live in this room and not get sick?
I truly am a specimen. I hope to keep up the health.
So I hope
was
so,
just,
too.
Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
Little sniffle.
Yeah.
Checking to see that wasn't the spark...
Ellie, how'd yours start?
Cough.
Cough.
Because I thought it was just the wind. I was convinced it was just maybe an allergy or something. Mm. It was not.
Well, my fingers are still crossed. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the State of the Union?
No.
Not for me.
No.
Well, no. Because I just felt like no matter what way I feel about it, I'm going to be angry, and I just was already sort
You don't
of,
need
like,
other reasons
edge.
To
yeah.
be angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter was watching, and she texted me. She's like, can you believe this? And I was watching the Kings Capitals game.
Right.
And so I would text back knowing that it would annoy her. I know Jeff Carter scored. That was great.
Right.
And of course, that annoys her. And then she waits a little bit more and she's like, what do you think about that? And I was like, I don't know. We're keeping Ovechkin off the. And she got so frustrated with me. And then at the end, she texted, Nancy Pelosi just tore up the speech.
Yeah.
And I texted, Ovi just scored his second goal. This is ridiculous. And then she texted the exact same words again. Nancy Pelosi just ripped the speech. And I texted back something about Ovi. And then she texted again. I was like, wait, what?
she finally listened.
Wait, that really happened?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Our politics are extremely polarizing these days.
Just a bit. It took her maybe, 3 tries to get that through to me. But that is... Okay, in a strange way, whether you're happy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty extreme for State of the Union.
Pretty extreme altogether, yeah.
And pretty low scoring for Ovechkin, the way he's been playing.
Yeah.
Well,
if we're honest.
He didn't get there until the last 5 minutes, then he scored a hat trick.
Well.
Son of a bitch.
He's been hat tricking all over the place.
I know, he's been crazy. He might catch Wayne Gretzky.
And he might rip up a speech.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he would do that, but...
Well, you know. I mean, it's commie, right?
Right.
You never know. He might be a
That's
Russian
what the
agent.
Commies do.
Yeah, Russian agent.
He's sent here to, what, mess with the elections? What
yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Good job, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
He's true politics head over there.
What oh, were geez. Your nights? What did you guys do last night? Allie, I assume you slept.
I went to bed very early, and it was delightful.
See, my thing is when everyone at work is sick, mm-hmm. my decision is to go to bed even earlier because I feel like I'm storing the red blood cells or whatever you would use to...
No, that's totally All medical. Right?
So you take the red blood cells, and I fell asleep at 8 p.m., and it felt glorious. Glorious.
Oh, that's delightful.
And you wonder how I've been able to be a miracle in this studio and not get sick, and that might be one of the reasons.
And you're able to sleep through the night.
I wake up... probably twice, okay. and mostly to feed a cat. No.
Oh.
To feed the cat,
oh.
which we'll get into later,
Screw
I guess.
That cat.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right?
Sorry, I thought that was code.
No.
No.
It's technically a feline that I feed. Mm. And that
why do you have to feed the cat twice during the night?
Well, I guess we'll get into it later. So,
what an a-hole cat.
Well, because you guys brought up a story that was in the news about an a-hole cat, and I quietly said, I have one of those.
It's the world's worst cat is the story, which we're going to do in the 6 o'clock hour, but you have a cat that you have to feed twice during the night.
Yeah.
Or it'll kill you.
I'm going to say that's an owner problem.
Basically, it wakes me up more than my seven-month-old.
Okay, you've got to close the door.
We've done that.
Does it have opposable thumbs? It can open the door.
He jumps up, opens it, asks me what I'm doing. No, we have done the closed door, and then you can pretend you don't hear the meowing if you want.
But you have to.
Well,
you have to, and eventually the cat will learn that it doesn't get
But with a baby, that's hard.
Yeah.
The baby was easier to sleep train than the cat. Mm-hmm. By far.
Maybe you need to adopt the cat out.
You got to get rid of the cat.
Yeah.
Accidentally leave it outside.
Whatever happens, however it works.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. But I slept through the night, so I was very happy. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That was my whole night.
That's quite a night.
Yeah, killing it.
But having said that, Allie and I have been sick, and you've been healthy as a rock. This is crazy.
I don't know if a rock
healthy
is
healthy as a rock.
No, you know what?
A lot of people would go horse.
I would have said healthy.
Horse, rock.
Nope, I would have said healthy like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, exactly what I meant. Thank you, Jens.
No worries. It wasn't.
Okay, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Oh, Jensen.
Just after 6, we are going to tell you about the world's worst cat.
Yes, and the other one.
And the runner-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a fast food report this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have Get Up On This.
Yes.
Can you give us a hint as to music, app, movie?
Film. And it's a kind of an extension to what you'll be seeing this Sunday at the Oscars.
Okay.
I give you other options regarding a film.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Your significant other is stupid.
Okay.
On today's show. Molly Knight is going to talk about the Dodgers trade.
What the heck?
Big deal.
Crazy deal. And Bert Kreischer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rest in peace.
Joins us. No, I think he's fully healthy.
No, he died.
He's an angel. Yeah. We're talking to his spirit.
Had a heart attack.
I'm not positive if he did or he's perfectly healthy.
No, rest in peace, male.
Dead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think he's healthy, though.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to him later. Also, we've got your tickets to see System of a Down.
We'll summons him later. Like, we'll bring up his spirit. I brought the Ouija board.
And Korn and Faith No More at the Bank of California, May 22nd. You qualify to see them again in Stockholm, Sweden.
Ooh.
That's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. And Ellie is here with our first look at what's happening.
What's happening is people very confused about a tweet from the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. They unveiled a new tool for fans to tweet their predictions ahead of this Sunday's ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't really say that so much in the tweet that just had their predictions. So it
Wait, the Academy was making predictions on what their winners would be?
Well, they were giving an example. Yet, it just looked like the Academy was tweeting the winners.
That was a dumb idea!
What if that actually happened? If somebody tweeted out the winners and it was like,
it's totally possible.
But also, like, the Academy sending out their predictions feels weird.
Just shouldn't happen at all.
In any way,
at all. If anything, you retweet somebody else's predictions and say, here's a new tool that we have, blah, blah, blah. But instead, it just said, the Academy, Best Picture, Parasite, and all these winners. And people were like, did they just send out the winners? What happened?
Are we going to find out after Sunday that they sent out a list of the winners?
Well, grab the screenshot and play along at home, because people really think that's what happened.
Also, in the way that the Oscars has been going the last few years, fan favorites aren't really winning. Like, as far as like what the internet is hoping for hasn't been winning. And that list was full of internet favorites. So if those don't win, I feel like it almost set up the anger even more. Because even the Academy wanted Parasite to win. That's what I'm feeling coming if Parasite doesn't win. Parasite should win, by the way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It just brought me great joy.
That is
when
very
I saw
funny.
That tweet. And it's
I got the lottery
deleted.
Numbers from the lottery.
Yes.
Did
they tweeted out lottery
they
numbers.
Yeah,
it was great.
Out?
It was nice of them.
It was just their prediction. It wasn't the right one.
But we don't know yet.
No, we don't know. We'll figure it out.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I think more companies need to just F up horribly on Twitter than be like, no, it's a new tool
we
for
We found
fans.
It to be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
K-Rock?
And by we, I mean me.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, Allie, for going with K-Rock. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you have been very busy lately.
Yes.
But you do know that you shouldn't call 911, right? Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, it's an emergency-only line. Yeah, Kevin.
That's why when I saw this story about a man looking for answers in the wrong place, frantically calling the police 25 times in search of his hoodie, I thought, oh. Kevin, what are you doing?
A hoodie can be very important.
Well, he called police 25 times. When police would arrive, the defendant only wanted rides around town to find the hoodie he lost.
He was serious about the hoodie? Wasn't just on drugs and saying whatever?
Well, maybe both, but... He was very inebriated.
Right.
But super focused on that hoodie.
So he wanted that hoodie. And every time he'd call, he was at a different location. So they were like, well, we've got to go and see if he... Because it wasn't the same location every time. So
right.
they had to go and make sure everything was okay. But no, he just wanted rides around town in search of that hoodie. You've got very important hoodies to you. Right?
I really do. Yeah. I wear them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've collected them over the years so that I have, like, you know, 30.
But do you have a real favorite?
This one that I'm wearing. It's just a disaster.
It's like
that the one
light blue one.
Okay.
He's had it so long. It's kind
fallen
of,
apart.
It's kind of a shawl now.
It's just
a fabric that he's put over his shoulders.
It also smells.
Right.
And
what?
Yet, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You wash it. Right?
Yeah, I wash it.
Okay.
Maybe I haven't washed it enough this particular time. It's not terrible.
Oh, he just smelled a sweatshirt.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Also, he did that thing where it goes up at the end, so he's like, I wash it.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not, that's not the same
lie.
As I wash it. Yeah,
Kevin.
I wash it. Yes, of course.
How many times do you wear your hoodie before you wash it?
Probably two to three months. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Probably 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Just because it's just an outer thing.
Right.
I don't really. Depends on how messy I am, Allie, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Some days I'll wear it once and go, shoot.
Yeah.
Got to throw this back in the
ice
wash.
Ice cream all over it.
Yeah.
The cool part, too, about Kevin is that they all look the same.
Like, most of them are the same.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I have a lot of hoodies.
I find one I like, and then I just order like five more, and then I'm good for a while.
Okay. See, I thought you would celebrate this man. Of course, we never want to celebrate someone that is misusing
911.
911.
He's making hoodie wearers embarrassed.
Right.
And
is he
needs to stop it.
Okay.
We don't enjoy him.
Well, his name is Harves Gardner. Harves.
Of course it is.
He's in Ohio, and he's just doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Guys, doing the wrong thing. By the way, in most cases in Ohio, disruption of public services is a fourth degree felony, punishable by up to 18 months in prison and a fine of $5,000.
Allie, I feel like you haven't told me the end of the story.
Hmm?
Did he find the hoodie?
No.
Oh, great question.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Man, I hate it when you have sad news stories.
Right?
Sorry about that.
Is this Bill Belichick?
He loves his sleeveless hoodie.
He does cut a hoodie, depending on who they're playing. He'll wear a different hoodie.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times, guys. Just wanted to bring that story to your attention.
Yeah.
I understand.
He's an embarrassment to all hoodie wearers.
Well, Harves...
Harves is not my friend.
We are looking at you, and we are not pleased. So we've got the Academy tweeting out bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Harves screwing up Kevin's life.
Stupid Harves.
Ugh. I did read on one of the services we use that today is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Oh.
Who?
Save the planet.
Why? But how do you get it to be one of those days?
Oh, like you're just saying in general?
Yeah, you just...
How does somebody come up with it and then it actually
petition
gets listed?
A guy.
And by the way, I've looked before just for the show to see what the days are.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's three or four things in a day. It's like National Acorn Day and National
Chimichanga.
Yeah, it's like...
National Blink Your Left
but
Eye.
But I agree with Allie. Every single one of them, I go, what process do they have to put that on?
Yeah. I do celebrate National Donut Day, though. That's a good one.
Well, National Pizza Day, National Ice Cream Day, National Chocolate Day. Those are all great days.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
National Blink Your Left Eye Day.
Yeah.
Right. Not a good
Talk
one.
Go to hell.
Pirate Day. F you.
Yeah.
Walk with a cane day.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sure it is. Some birthdays for you guys. It is a list today. Two soccer players. Do we?
Yes.
Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow. Yeah. Same day, those two.
Maybe the two of the three top three in the world.
How weird. Yes.
Yeah.
That is strange.
Born on the same day. Who's the other one?
Messi. Lionel Messi.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those two, all three are fantastic, and everybody argues over who's best.
Mm. I know who's best. Henry Golding. It's his birthday. Michael Sheen, Darren Criss, Chris Parnell, Tim Meadows, Laura Linney, and Christopher Guest.
Oh, good day.
Good Lord. And that's what's happening.
Coming up next, the world's worst cat.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin in the morning.
Not a cat fan. Not a fan of cats.
Mm-hmm. I am with you, Kevin.
The pets are terrible pets. They're bad pets.
Well, I have a cat, so I am a fan of cats.
So here's the headline. The world's worst cat has been adopted. Now, I've told several people that story, and they go, oh, yeah, my cat's a jerk, too. Dave being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Me as well.
It makes no sense to me.
Why does everybody go, yeah, that's my cat? I have a terrible cat.
Because I don't think there are any incredible examples of a domestic cat. I think we all have issues with our cats, but we love them. And like most people, they have their faults.
Dogs don't.
Well, dogs are perfect.
Well, that's the thing, is that people that love their cats and are trying to convince you that they're great pets say, oh, it acts just like a dog. And I go, get a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't understand. But this particular cat is named the world's worst cat. And it's a crazy situation in, I believe it's North Carolina, where they're trying to get the cat adopted and they've had a problem. So they literally advertise it as, quote, the world's worst cat.
That'll get him adopted.
To tell people, like, this is the deal. This is the cat. We're looking for somebody with the, quote, same personality.
Oh, dear.
To adopt the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the news report.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy.
And that's especially true when it comes to cats.
The Mitchell County Animal Rescue calls this the worst cat ever.
World's worst cat, the cat named Perdita.
This is Perdita, the world's worst cat.
I should have said news, not just news. Mm-hmm. Newscasts in plural. There are like 15 of them that were doing stories on the world's worst cat, and they all loved it.
That's what the Mitchell County Animal Rescue in North Carolina is calling her anyway. In an adoption ad that they posted on Facebook, the shelter says, we thought she was sick. Turns out she's just a jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Wow.
The adoption agency is saying she's just a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cat, man.
Right. That's my point. That's a cat.
Right.
Really? That's okay with you.
Well, we'll see how bad this cat is. I mean, what are the traits?
All right.
A Perdita likes dark corners, the movie Pet Sematary, and jump scares.
According to Post, the feisty feline likes staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again.
Cat stares into your soul so that you feel like you might never be happy again.
Okay, that is worse than my cat.
That's funny, too.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they're doing a good job if they want to get this cat adopted. Clearly, this is the way to go. Mm-hmm. But
staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again.
Like the ultimate goth cat.
Right?
I love it.
She doesn't like the color pink Christmas and definitely not hugs. That cat looks mean.
That cat is not coming to my house.
The cat does not like Christmas.
Or pink.
Or pink.
Or hugs.
The list is long, by the way.
What a dick.
None of these news reports came up with a full list of horrible traits of this cat.
Oh, dear.
Because there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, the shelter says the transparent tactic has helped to get stubborn pets adopted in the past, and they hope it will work for Perdita, too.
She didn't seem so bad.
No, she just doesn't want to be messed with.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
don't touch me. Don't even look at me.
Her growl was cute.
Yeah, right.
Right. You adopted then.
There is an interview with the woman who did this, Amber Lowry, from the Mitchell County Animal Rescue Executive Director, and she's the one that named it. She's the one that's promoting it, and she's getting it adopted. And this is an interview on a news station.
Amber Lowry is the executive director of Mitchell County Animal Rescue in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, and joins us now. Amber, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, so what makes her the worst cat, in your opinion?
By the way, she's sitting right in front of a cage. Like, there's a cage, and the cat is behind the bars.
Okay.
She's like, not, like, holding
like
the cat.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what she does. She rubs on the cage, and when you go to pet her and give her little scratches, she likes it. But if you open this cage and do that, she's coming after you.
She's coming after you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's different than just being an a-hole.
Right.
This is an attacker.
Yeah.
If you open the cage, she comes after you.
So how do you adopt the cat? Do they give you the cage, too?
I don't know. I assume so.
And little cat handcuffs?
I assume so. The little cat handcuffs would be cute.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how is she with kids, or do you know that yet?
I can answer that.
I mean, I don't need to be
really?
An expert. I've never seen the cat. I'll answer that for you.
How is she with kids?
She's probably not going to be good with children.
Yeah. Hmm. What a surprise on that answer.
You're marketing her as the worst cat. What are you trying to get people to understand?
That this cat is a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a pretty important thing to do if she really wants to get the cat adopted. Somebody does need to understand that.
Sure.
Otherwise, they're going to take it back or whatever.
It's not false advertising.
Yeah.
We really wanted just to celebrate her differences. Obviously, we don't know all the cats in the world, so maybe she's not the worst. But for us, she's pretty close.
She's pretty close.
Yeah, she's really up
Look,
there.
Honestly, we haven't tested all cats around the world. But it seems to us like she's still top of the pack.
Yeah, wow. Even if top five, it's impressive.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Can I ask you to open the cage and let her out, or is that too much?
I love
this. I don't
know
how it would turn out, but I can attempt to open the cage for her.
And let's see what she does.
No, that's that end part I just added. I just added the attack part because I thought it was a big setup.
Right.
It seemed like a big setup. I was disappointed that the cat didn't attack.
Wait,
okay. I don't know how it would turn out, but I can attempt to open the cage for her.
And let's see what she does.
I'm changing my mind. I want to adopt the cat.
I wanted that to happen so bad, for real.
Amber, she looks lovely to us from this end so far.
She did bite a staff member earlier
she
today.
She did a staff member.
She has asserted her dominance all day long. Mm-hmm.
And here's the final story. 175 people wanted to adopt that cat.
Wow.
And Perdita has been adopted.
That's great news.
That's fantastic.
Is it Glenn Danzig?
I love me some fast food.
Yes.
Yeah. It's probably what I eat most.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have Waze? And on Waze, does your guys point out the McDonald's everywhere?
Yeah, you probably pay attention more than we do, but yeah.
No, I'm saying it's all it is.
Really?
It's Waze, it's traffic,
right.
It's directions, and wherever there's a McDonald's, it pops up.
I think you probably have your set to that.
I don't know how to set it to that.
I think you're just trying to get to McDonald's.
Maybe. I mean, I have wanted to go to McDonald's before, and I have put it in Waze, but it's the only thing that pops up.
Sure.
But is it just my... They don't have a sponsorship deal?
No, they do. You can see ones pop up. Regarding their deals, depends on who's the advertising for the time, yeah.
Mine's Kevin, tasty fries.
I think they just know your...
I just love me some fast food.
Know your routine, yeah. Well, you're lucky, because right now, we're going to do the fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the Fast Food Report. With your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He's Jensen Karp. Take it away, Gumshoe.
Thanks, Omar. As always, I am your dude for fast food, the czar of the QSR, the catch-all for cholesterol, the fast dude, fat daddy, and Le Champion. So let's get it moving. Would you guys consider yourselves to be hot sauce heads?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
No. All right. Well, we'll see if you guys are, because you know about the infamous Frank's Red Hot out of Louisiana?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very famous hot sauce, one of the most popular around. Well, they've decided to partake in a very unusual partnership with the donut gods at Dunkin'. Are you ready?
Did you say hot sauce and donuts?
That's where we're going. Are you ready for the Frank's Red Hot Jelly Donut?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's an indigestion odd couple that was born on Twitter with a joke post, but now is at two locations in Miami serving a donut shell filled with apple and raspberry flavored jelly, topped with white icing and drizzled with Frank's Red Hot original cayenne pepper sauce.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Concocted by the company's manager of donut excellence, Rick Gooden. He says it's a mouthwatering mix of sweet icing and spiciness. So with that in mind, I have to ask you this. That sounds hot. It's worth trying, or marinate my body with steak and feed me to a lion eater. Beat it. Let's go with Allie.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Oh, I should never start with Allie, huh?
Right?
I'm actually going to try that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a true turnaround.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin Ryder?
I would give up all donuts before eating that one.
Oh, is wow. Are you nervous for your stomach?
I'm not spicy, and
not
it also
spicy.
Sounds terrible.
Okay. Mm. All right. Good white person.
Thank you.
All right, Muggs.
I would let down my fellow hot sauce brethren if I did not try it.
Really? Roller coaster there.
You have... Okay.
Okay. One thing I could promise you is that the Fast Food Report always looks to Taco Bell, because even if they test like a new cinnamon twist in Chattanooga, I'll know what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in turn, I'll report it to you. So let me introduce to you an item currently being tested only in Detroit, Michigan. The new steak firecracker fries. Steak firecracker fries. It's a limited test for now, and it's a seasoned nacho fry topped with a grilled marinated steak, nacho cheese sauce, red tortilla strips, cheddar cheese, reduced fat sour cream, sliced jalapenos, and new firecracker sauce, which is said to contain a blend of spicy peppers.
Ooh.
$3.49 an order, or get them wrapped up in a tortilla for $2.99. Why it's 50 cents less with a tortilla, I do not know. But this ride is coming to a stop, so I have a question for you. All right? So this is a question.
Mm-hmm.
New steak firecracker fries. Yes, that sounds fun. Or for 24 hours, play that Eric Clapton song about his son. Eat it or beat it. Let's start with Kevin.
I don't want to hear the Eric Clapton song, so I'm a yes.
Okay. Oh, you're an eat. Okay.
Eat
sorry.
It. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Eat it. All right. Good. Muggs.
I mean, the only thing that I did not agree with was the reduced fat sour cream. I want all the fat sour cream on
there. That's a good
there.
Point.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah.
You're an eat it. Allie?
Everything about that sounds great.
All right. Good.
All right.
Moving on. Two big pizza developments in the industry right now, and it's worth starting at a collaboration no one saw coming. Pizza Hut has teamed up with the always experimental KFC for a combo more impressive than Dan and Shay. I've never heard a Dan and Shay song, but I thought that sounded funny. So may I introduce you to the KFC Popcorn Chicken Pizza.
Hmm.
KFC Popcorn Go Chicken on. Pizza. Only at available participating locations in UK, the KFC Popcorn Chicken Pizza features the brand's classic crust, topped with a mozzarella cheese, KFC gravy, KFC popcorn chicken, and sweet corn. Didn't see the sweet corn coming.
Wow.
It will run you $26.75
what?
For now.
What?
Yep, and it's only available as a large classic crust, but that doesn't stop me from asking you a question that I have to do almost every time. Pizza Hut, perfect with KFC or infect my parents with STDs. Eat it or beat it. Let's go to Muggs.
So much eat it.
All right, Kevin Ryder.
I would pay $36
Whoa.
For that.
A lot of KFC pizza around here.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, who is looking at both of them in disgust, mm-hmm. eat it or beat it.
Gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
That, uh-huh. that word was off-putting for a second,
yeah.
but I got over it.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Gravy, disgust.
You're not
beat
into it.
It.
Beat it. All right.
Give my parents STDs.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
You said it.
I
that's,
did.
But that's real?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to do it now.
Mm, wow.
Here is one I had to triple-check sources on because it truly sounds insane. For fast food test trials, we've all learned that South Korea is ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
So when Domino's wanted to go above and beyond the human imagination, we knew where they had to go. So welcome to the table, Domino's South Korea new cheesecake black tiger pizza.
Hmm.
Cheesecake black tiger pizza.
More, please.
Follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom is a hand-tossed traditional thick crust. So normal thick crust mm-hmm. pizza. All right. On top of that is a thin crispy crust.
Okay.
And in between, there's a layer of cheesecake mousse. Additionally, the pizza comes topped with black tiger shrimp, horseradish sauce, bacon, sun-dried tomatoes, bell peppers,
you're
onion.
Just
you're just
naming
this is
things.
This is real.
This is Mad Libs.
Parmesan and mozzarella, quite a lineup. So I hope you listen close because I have to ask you now. Legally, I am required. Pizza and cheesecake, get 5 stars or let Stevie Wonder drive my car. Eat it or beat it. Let's go to Allie.
I'm beating the heck out of that.
That sucks.
Beat it.
All right, Bugs.
Yeah, everything on that was delicious except the cheesecake mousse, so I'm going to let Stevie Wonder drive my car.
Yeah. That is a...
That sucked.
Beat it.
All right, let's go to Kevin.
Do you have those buttons labeled?
Yes. I'm doing it in a row.
I don't like blue cheese. So I...
That's what you had a problem with.
Yeah. I don't like blue
that
cheese.
Sucked. Beat it.
All right, fair enough. All right, we're moving on. Let's go to this one I was really thinking about not doing, but I think we have to.
Okay.
Let's take it to Malaysia now for a concoction at Pizza Hut that mixes the unique palette of taste from the region to an American tradition that we stole from Italy. May I expose your ears to the sweet and sour cheesy bites pizza? Okay. Pizza is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new fried chicken. The plate is a circle of stuffed cheesy bites,
topped with sweet and sour sauce, chicken roll slices, and a caramelized pineapple ring, all drizzled with a mango fruit mix sauce and garnished with parsley.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm going to be honest. It looks like something that a stoner made by mistake. It does.
Okay,
so it'll run you $8.55. It's a mashup of two completely different flavors, something no one saw coming. So I ask you this. Sour cheese bites pizza. Stuff those bites right into my gut or feed me beans and sew up my butt. Let's go to Kevin.
I'm 100% eat that.
Eat that.
That sounds great.
Sweet and sour. Okay. Allie?
I'm going to eat it as well.
All right.
Muggos?
I'm going to round it out for a yes, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Got it. Last one. Last one, guys. We ready?
Right. Yep.
Finally, in Japan, a country that is seeing their McDonald's franchise do something that has never been done before. Ingrained in the culture and ready to cook, let's discuss Japan's first ever rice burgers.
With coronavirus.
No.
That's China.
No.
The Yori Mac translated to the Night Mac, all right? It is a special dinnertime item available after 5 p.m. at Japanese McDonald's, which already allows customers to double the amount of meat to their burger for 100 yen. But now they'll introduce a new series of rice burgers, which replaces buns with 100% domestic rice, thickly packed and cooked in a savory soy sauce. No bread at all. Available in three versions, the teriyaki McBurger, the chicken filet, and the bacon lettuce burger, all riced up and ready to go. So now that you're in the know, I ask you this. Rice on a burger. I have to try this or sneeze on me and give me the coronavirus. Eat it or beat it. Let's go to Mugs.
I got to try this. I do. Yep.
I think a rice burger. I think it sounds good. Allie?
It doesn't sound good. It sounds delicious.
Yes. Also, a yes.
Well, that's a very positive way to end this.
Yeah.
That was the Fast Food Report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the Fast Food Report with Jensen Karp.
Jensen, what kind of weird joy do you get out of muting people on Twitter?
I love the feature.
That's a strange thing to love.
I was an early adapter to Twitter. I've gotten jobs off Twitter, writing gigs. I think the website overall has its positive features.
Sure.
But if you looked at it from a couple steps back, it's a real garbage can.
Sure.
Mostly on fire. It's a true dumpster. And I just love the idea. As soon as Twitter put out the block feature, I didn't like that much, because then you're giving them the satisfaction of knowing that they got to you, or that they are, that basically they...
It doesn't bother me if somebody's like name calling or doing stuff that's just, they're not trying to actually have a conversation. They're just being dicks.
Sure.
It doesn't bother me to block them and go, okay, well, they got the satisfaction of being blocked.
I don't find it as they got the satisfaction. They're taking my valuable time. F them.
But I don't want them to have the receipt. I don't even want them to be like, look what I did. Like, because that happens a lot. Like, a lot of times on Twitter, people be like, I got them to block me, like, all
sure.
excited about it.
Yeah.
Don't even want that to happen.
Okay.
So as soon as Twitter sent the message out that they were going to have a mute button, and this was a couple of years ago, I was ecstatic. Because there's nothing that makes me happier in this entire world than someone who doesn't know they're like not being listened to. Like, even in normal life, if someone has a conversation and you're just sort of thinking about your like market list,
right?
Like, oh, I need to pick up sourdough bread, and they're still talking. I love that. That's a what? True.
I don't understand.
Why do you
this
wait?
At all.
Wait, hold on. Why do you love that?
Because
it's
so
makes, weird.
It deep down, it makes me laugh to think there's someone out there that keeps tweeting at someone and doesn't know it's just being yelled into a toilet.
See, you say that, but that doesn't serve you. You're still thinking about these
No,
people.
I don't. I swear to God, it never... That's the weird part, because you said it shows up in your timeline as, like, conversations.
Yeah, if you mute somebody, then they see something, and then they're trying to engage other people with their insanity.
Weirdly,
F them. Just block them.
Weirdly, that hasn't happened. I really don't
what?
See...
I don't believe
I don't see conversations.
Word. I don't believe a word.
I couldn't...
Are you actually on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter all the time.
Every single one of your tweets.
I really don't. I swear on my life.
Okay.
I swear on my...
What about this?
I swear on Adler's life. I really don't see conversations with people who have muted accounts. I really don't.
But what about
this? Tell you.
That person tweets. You don't see it.
No.
But another person that's following you does. And then they start a fight.
They have to follow me. So yes, but okay. They would have to follow me and the person sending it. So not just the person sending it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So in order to see a reply to me, you have to be pretty linked up to those two people.
Okay.
Or you can just be following a thread. Like you
sure.
tweet something and then all of a sudden people that you muted are arguing in that thread with people that also
But I don't
follow
see it
you.
And that makes me laugh. It's tree in a forest, baby. Tree in a forest. Do I even hear it?
Yes, because then your followers are arguing with that person you muted. You're seeing that.
No, I'm telling you, I would be honest with you if I saw that, because I'd be like, okay, I see how that. I really genuinely don't see fights between people and muted accounts under my threads or anything. And even if they did, I'd be like, who's this person? See it as muted and go, ha, 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 he's busy. Like, to me, that is funnier to me than giving them the block. And
that's a pretty strange thing.
I love it.
I don't get it.
It is such a good feeling. And I noticed the other day, I was going just through my settings to fix some things, an email or whatever, and I saw it said blocked settings. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And I clicked to it, and it showed me how many people I've blocked and how many people I've muted by the number.
Right.
And I immediately noticed I was getting near 1,000.
Of muted?
Muted people?
Muted people.
Jensen, good Lord.
How do you mute 1,000 people?
Guess what, though? None of them know.
Right. You understand that?
You're such a weirdo.
You're a freaking weirdo.
Isn't that exciting?
No.
No. Why are you letting this even enter your spirit?
Because the best part about muting, and this truly is my favorite part.
Okay.
And I guess I'll give you the credit that this can happen on blocking as well. But I love the idea that at one moment I mute them, and then I genuinely couldn't tell you one of the people I've muted before. Like, I can't, even if you were like, who have you muted? It goes out of my mind so fast.
Have you ever gone back and looked at your block list or something like that and go, person isn't that bad. I'm going to unblock them?
No. But I never would unblock or unmute. Okay. But I will tell you the funny thing is one time I did see this person has been muted, and I normally never click it.
Right.
But it was just such a weird tweet. I opened it, and it just said, you're doing great on the morning show. And I was
you had already muted that person?
Yeah.
And they were complimenting you.
Don't know why.
You're a dick.
But you know what? They're not coming back. They're not coming back.
But how is that good? The guy was complimenting you.
Well, something else happened. Maybe he turned around, but I'm not here for your redemption story, bud. I'm here to mute you.
Wow.
I'm here to mute you good. How many blocks do you think you have? Blocked accounts, Allie?
Probably a few hundred.
A few hundred.
Because I've never looked.
No?
To see.
We should,
I don't know.
How many.
Because I have no.
It's not that much.
I have no muted words. It really is. I even like muting. Sometimes I'll do this. Someone will say something and then I'll start a conversation with them, like kind of engage and then mute as I'm engaging.
That's a
dick move right there.
See you later, man.
What is wrong with
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, you don't know.
So you respond by throwing a Molotov cocktail in there and then you mute.
And then I run. It's like farting in an elevator and walking out.
What a little bitch.
It's so fun.
What a little bitch is right.
You guys should join me. It's super fun to mute.
Thank you.
But I have been saying for months, as I've seen it getting closer to 1,000, oh boy, it's almost like Cal Ripken's streak. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
It's like here comes my trophy is what I'm thinking. I have to be celebrated as an MVP. Like, this is a big deal.
An MVP of what?
Of muting. And so here's what I came up with.
Before you say that.
Yes.
Every time Jensen talks about this, Allie and I look at each other like, what's happening?
And I love it.
It's very weird.
Why? How does anybody get this much joy out of muting people?
I think it's very fun.
But Jensen is very genuine in the fact that he loves it.
I think it's very cool. And also, I think it's cool that people are just yelling into space. It's a waste of their time, and I love wasting people's time.
Okay.
There was one time here on the radio show that I needed to – this is just kind of a tangent, but not really. I needed to return something. And you know how there's a customer service, like, chat?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they wouldn't return it. They were being kind of a-holes about it. And she was like, is that all you need? And I was like, well, I have one more question. And then she said, yeah, that's the answer. And she said, is that all you need? And I said, well, wait a minute. Can you not get off this customer service thing until I say that's all I need? And she wrote, yeah. And
oh, that's super funny.
And I wrote, bad news. I'm on the radio for 4 hours.
Why do you just want to torture
Honestly.
People in real life?
Yelling into space, baby.
You
anyway.
Sound insane. Do you realize that?
I
should be medicated.
I'm with that guy.
I didn't stick with it. But what I did do to celebrate 1,000 mutes. And by the way, I think my jersey should be hung from the Raptors here.
Do you? Is that a Twitter jersey?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My Twitter name, @JensenKarp. It should just be brought in front of the K-Rock building.
Okay. You know you're the only one that celebrates that. Have you met anyone else in your life that celebrates that?
No, and I
You're
don't
the
need
only
it.
One.
No, and if they did, I wouldn't hear them because I muted them. All right, here we go. So for 1,000 mutes,
yes.
I needed a celebration. Mm-hmm. I looked all around the world trying to figure. I tried some other things, tried some ideas. The one that worked the best for me was that I joined with another person who understands what trolls are like.
Okay.
He understands me, so I paid singer Montel Jordan
through
Cameo to announce this incredible feat.
Hey, what's up? This is your man Montel Jordan. And listen, my man Jensen is celebrating that he has muted 1,000 people on Twitter.
Wait, this is the Montel Jordan?
This is Montel Jordan, the R&B singer, yes.
Like 1,000, like, it's a rap for you. You get none on Twitter. And listen, now you don't have to read what the trolls say. No opinions. I understand, bro. You can cut them out and they don't even know. So, hey, for number 1,001 who's about to get it from you, yo, you go ahead and get them, man, because this is how we do it.
Worth it.
Hey, do what you got to do, man.
Worth
I hope
it.
You have a fantastic day, Jensen. Take care, bro.
This whole segment was worth it for just that.
$50, all I had to pay, and you might be muted. I won't even know. Congratulations to me, Jensen!
Ellie is here with What's Happening.
A little side note.
Yes.
At the end of that segment during the commercial break about
Well, I've
Jensen
been dealing with so much media.
People.
I mean, everyone is freaking out. I muted 1,000 people. The world is thrilled.
I said to him, you mentioned Montel Jordan, like-minded. Does he get a lot of trolls? Is that why you asked him to be a part of this? Mm-hmm. And your response?
Well, he was on sale.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, I got an email that said Montel Jordan is normally $100 and that this weekend it was $50, and I went, that's a good guy to get.
Oh my God, I thought there was some connection. Like, he deals with trolls all the time.
This is Cameo service where you can pay a celebrity to make a video.
Basically say whatever you want.
He seemed like he was totally into it.
He was amazing. Wow. He's thrilling.
Why was he on sale?
He's thrilling.
I don't know why he's on sale, but I will say one thing about him. A very good-looking guy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's in his early 50s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I cannot believe it. He looks 20 years old.
It's just not cool.
No, but anyway, Montel Jordan, thank you for being on sale. you helped me out a lot. And now I'm looking forward to 1,500, 2,000. I'm looking forward to all my muting landmarks.
It's going to be such a great celebration.
All of them, yeah.
Do you think they'll carry you out of here on their shoulders?
I mean, I don't. After today's show? I'm not expecting it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
I see.
You are mental.
You're mental.
Are an absolute.
I'm with Allie. You're mental.
I am truthfully very. I'm excited about the future.
Okay, good.
Okay. The future numbers of people that he's muted. Yeah.
That won't know.
They won't know, right?
And
we got
so
it.
Mad.
We understand.
They'll
it.
Get so mad. Right. Oh, why isn't he writing back? Because you're muted, and Montel told you so.
We've lost him.
We've absolutely lost
him. Let's go on like this isn't happening.
Okay.
And I feel like we need to reach out to Montel. I feel like he doesn't know what he got himself into.
He also could be more than $50, let's be honest. He's a great cameo.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah, he does his song at the end.
Why is he on sale at all?
Does he do the song at the end for everyone, or did you have to special request
it? Well, I put it into the request.
Right.
I was saying, you know, maybe Montel, this is how we do it. You know, I just sort of hinted it.
Or this is how we mute it.
Right, thought about that, but didn't know if he'd be into the pun.
Probably wouldn't change his lyrics
if that's
all he sings.
Yeah, I don't know if he owns the publishing and gets paid every time. So I just suggested it, and then I saw he does it on most of his cameos.
Cool.
All right.
Wow, what a steal. Though.
That was a party.
We work with an absolute loony person.
Yeah.
You disagree.
Yeah, yep. I admit that I find more joy in it, but I'm happy.
More? Okay. Yeah. I don't find any.
Right, well.
So by definition, more, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way,
news.
Just behind the scenes, Jensen's been talking about coming up on his 1,000th mute for about 6 months.
Yeah. A long time. Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. And I do it officially. Like, I don't just do it to get the number up. Like, I have to have it done genuinely.
A genuine mute.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Maybe you need
you
to get off Twitter.
You are putting so much energy into muting people.
The energy is so little. It's just boop, and then it's over. It's the energy so light. That's what I love about it.
Do you laugh to yourself every time you hit boop?
No, but sometimes I laugh then thinking about that person later. I'll go, he's going to write me. He's got a neck beard. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
You know what I do?
You're petty AF.
Yes.
I just press block. And then literally never think of them again.
But I don't think, I just think
seems
about
seems like a healthier way to
the
go.
Landmark, the landmark.
The landmark.
Yes, okay. I think of those.
The landmark.
All right, we've lost Jensen.
Guys, I've got bad news if you're a fan of the show Ray Donovan on Showtime. Because the show will not be getting a final chapter. The season 7 finale, which aired on January 19th, will now stand as a series finale.
Hmm. That's sad.
Do you know if they wrote it that way? I didn't see that episode.
No, they did not.
Oh,
it is quite the cliffhanger. So here's the thing. Liev Schreiber kind of saw this coming because he wound up putting out a very cryptic message saying, listen, reach out if you love the show. Either way, basically saying if you love the show, you want it to keep going, reach out to Showtime. Because he wasn't sure if they were going to get another season, an eighth season.
Right.
How does he not know?
Well.
Of all people.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing in TV, Jensen, where you find things out on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who just found out their shows are canceled on Twitter.
Absurd.
We actually had dropped the mic on Turner, my show that I had. We've never been officially canceled. So at any
not
time,
canceled, not picked up?
No, at any time they can just call us.
Limbo, okay.
In limbo forever.
All right.
But I assume at that point you're canceled if it's been like a year and no one's been like, so who's battling?
Yikes.
Just check in for a progress report? Yeah.
You're just refreshing every day.
So guys, what's going on?
That's a weird business where they don't give you information about your own project.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Well, so he wound up writing, I know the big question on everyone's mind is whether there will be a season 8. Truth is, it's in Showtime's hands. So if you want more, reach out to them and let them know how you feel. Either way, it's been an amazing ride and we all have you to thank for it. So he saw the writing on the wall type of thing.
Sure.
But how do you, I mean, let him finish it.
Just with like, one episode?
1-4?
Because they were on forever.
Four.
It's like
1-4?
It is kind of mean to it be just, like, you're on for years. We love you. And then, oh, you didn't finish it? That's cool. See you later, guys.
This wasn't a 1 or 2 season show. This was the end of their 7th season.
Wow.
Shows never get to a 7th season.
Here's what I do.
Yeah.
TV brain over here. If I'm Netflix, I swoop
100%.
In and I say, I'll give you 1 or 3 or whatever. What do you want to close it with that's under 5?
That's smart. Wrap up the series.
Yeah, and then I
Netflix, Hulu,
and then I basically
Apple?
Steal the show. Time. It might not be a big number, but I steal the Showtime subscribers that were Donovan fans.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't
think this is the last we've heard
of Ray Donovan. What is that, the poster?
I mean, it could
Ray Donovan on Netflix. This isn't the last you've heard of Ray Donovan.
I will say this about Liev Schreiber. Like, you've seen interviews with him. He's kind of monotone.
He's considered low-key. Mm-hmm.
Not the most exciting person.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Bean were on vacation, and I was just in with Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a chance to interview Liev Schreiber, and we were like, yeah, let's do it, because Ralph loved the show. I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have been funnier, more charming, and likable, to the point
where... Did anyone else hear that, besides you and Ralph?
Ralph and I both were like, how? What happened? That was amazing. He was so lovely. And I loved the show so much until Susan Sarandon came on and I stopped watching. But then I found out she died, so I was like, can I pick it back up? But now there's no point.
Well, too much TV anyway.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think we've seen the last of Ray Donovan.
On Netflix.
On Netflix. Apple TV, what are you doing? Pick it up.
Me like it.
Disney Plus, pick it up. It's just super sweet.
I'm sure it's a Disney Plus show.
Well, folks, it is official.
What?
The streaming wars have begun.
That guy's excited.
Thank you,
sir. Announcing. Mm-hmm.
Wow. He is.
I've seen a lot of interviews with Liev Schreiber. All of them bad.
He's not a very exciting guy.
Ever.
But a great voice on that NFL stuff.
Yes,
oh,
agreed.
So good.
What a voice.
Agreed.
So good. I'm telling you, go back and listen to it.
Maybe he just loves you and Ralph. Maybe that's it. He's like, these are the two people I like in the world.
Blame him.
Big KTLA guy.
Huge KTLA fan. He loves...
Babylon.
Thank you.
Yep, loves Babylon, loves KTLA, super fan.
Like, super fan of both.
You think
of us.
Like he got off the phone and his people were like, where's that guy been this whole time?
Totally. And now during interviews, they're like, hey, do it like how you did for Allie and Ralph.
Mm-hmm. It's like Frost Nixon. Allie, Ralph, left.
Yes.
Leave.
Thank you.
Liev, I think.
Liev.
Yeah. Yeah, I know because I interviewed
Best friends,
yeah. Best friends.
Really good times. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, you haven't seen the end of Ray Donovan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. On Netflix.
Asked and answered. You all right?
Talk amongst yourself.
She's having kind of a coughing fit right now, unfortunately.
She should be at work, right?
No, she should not.
I'm sorry, you guys.
We're happy she is.
Yes, I'm happy she's
here. Let's talk about
her
like she can't hear us.
I can hear both of you.
Oh, okay.
Rest in peace, female.
I'm right here. What was that
Mute
from?
Her. Mute
I don't
her
remember.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why did...
Recipes Female is from something. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, it made me laugh so hard.
I still like it.
You were saying, like, it was a story.
About, like, a couple guys and a girl.
Guys
and
da da. And then I said, it was a girl. And you're like, all right, rest in peace, female.
It was a weird,
so
generic
weird
name.
But, oh, it lighted me. Okay, guys, some birthdays, some great names. Christopher Guest, Laura Linney, Tim Meadows, Chris Parnell, Michael Sheen, Darren Criss, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neymar, and Henry Golding. And that's what's happening.
And Jensen has Get Up on This next. Before Jensen joined the show, he did a podcast for 10 years.
Yes.
Called?
Get Up on This, and it was where I told people things they should be up on. So it's apps, music, movies.
Maybe a little before everybody notices.
Absolutely. Yep. We had a great track record over there. And here on this show, we've done pretty well also.
Get up. Get on up.
On This.
Get up. Get on up.
On This.
Get up. Get on up.
On This.
Get up. Get on up.
With the Academy Awards just a few days away, a lot of the focus and hopes on social media will be directed to the film Parasite.
Yes.
And for good reason. It was Kevin and my favorite movie of the year.
Loved it.
It's directed by the critical darling Bong Joon-ho, and it tells the story of a conflict between the wealthy Park family and the destitute Kim clan in a fashion never really seen before in movies, in my opinion. And foreign film doesn't deal with the same tropes that Hollywood does. They're able to sort of deviate from the script formulas and such, things that maybe we don't see all the time at a movie theater. So Parasite is a Korean film. It has subtitles, which got me thinking, especially with Joon-ho's recent Golden Globes win for Best Foreign Film, where he poignantly said, "Once you overcome the one-inch-tall barrier of subtitles, you'll be introduced to so many more amazing films."
You do have to read the movie, but
yes,
you don't really notice it.
Well, Kevin hates those things, and you loved this film.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. So for this week's Get Up on This, I have selected three other Asian films that I think are important to see, ones that I think a majority of listeners have not yet viewed, and show exactly the great work coming out of that country.
All right.
All right, so let's get into it. First up is another film out of Korea, a 2003 movie I consider to be the best of the aughts, okay? The best of the whole decade of the 2010s. It's an action thriller directed by Park Chan-wook, and it's called Oldboy. Either of you seen it? It is the best. It's based on a comic of the same name, and it follows the tale of Oh Dae-soo, who one day wakes up imprisoned in a cell with absolutely no idea why or who he is, who has put him there. Okay, wow. So he just wakes up in an imprisonment that looks a little like an apartment. And then after feeding him and letting him watch television, where he learns his wife was murdered and he's now the prime suspect, he is released without any fanfare or explanation after 15 years.
Wow.
Upon release, he's confused and hellbent on revenge, and that's all I can really tell you without spoiling anything. The turn of events he encounters is wild. The ending is disturbing and something that will stick with you for quite some time. It's also something that could never happen in an American movie. You'll watch it and you'll be like, well, that could never happen.
Really? Wow.
It is nuts. It's difficult not to see Oldboy's influence on movies like John Wick, as the fight scenes and theme of revenge are obviously something they have in common. Spike Lee remade this film with Denzel Washington in 2013. That is very bad. Do not watch that.
Okay, not that one.
No, no, no. Right. Watch the original 2003. It is currently on Shudder. Tubi, which I've never heard of. Tubi is a streaming service, but it's rentable on Fandango for $3.99 and anywhere you can get movies, obviously, and buy the DVD or Blu-ray if you're weird like me. Well worth it. Listen, very hard to pull clips for these because they're subtitled. This is a fight scene.
Sounds like a good fight scene.
I mean, I really couldn't pick much. It's very difficult. Anyway, that's a fight scene.
I love that kind of movie.
That fight scene also is like a four-minute fight. Like, it's like a master class on fighting.
Love that.
It's in a hallway. It's incredible. That's my first pick, Oldboy. Second pick. This film was released in 2018, also out of South Korea. It's a psychological thriller called Burning. It is co-written, co-produced, and directed by a guy named Lee Chang-dong. Either of you seen it?
Burning, no.
No.
All right, good. Moving on. This was another festival hit that has an unease and mystery that a lot of American films just don't have. Everything feels very strange while watching it, like something's going to drop at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
It follows the struggling, unemployed young novelist named Lee Jong-soo, who's played by Steve Yoon, who you may recognize from The Walking Dead or Okja. He's a real stud. He runs into a woman named Shin Hae-mi, who claims to be a childhood neighbor and best friend of his, but he doesn't remember anything about her.
Oh, she has ulterior motives.
She tells him that she's had plastic surgery, which is there's some confusion, and Jong-soo kind of goes with it. A real, okay, yeah, I remember you. From there, he agrees to feed her cat while she's out of town.
Oh,
but
that's
not,
how
not
they all
a
start.
Cat. No, not before they start an intimate relationship.
Oh, no.
It's all just weird as it sounds. It's a little bit, like, and after feeding her cat, and by the way, he never sees
that's
the
code?
Cat. No,
code.
He just never sees the cat.
What? She calls
There's no cat.
Well, she calls him a few days later and explains that because of a bombing nearby, she's been stranded at an airport for 3 days and is home now. So he has to come pick her up. When he gets there to pick her up, there's a rich boy named Ben that is with her, and they've bonded during the crisis, and it gets weird. A bit of a love triangle, especially when Ben confides in Lee that he loves burning down strangers' greenhouses.
What is happening?
It's a weird movie. Much like Parasite, it deals with the overpowering inequality between classes currently in Korea. It's almost has like a... Do you ever see Mr. Ripley? Talented
sure.
Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
It's got that kind of vibe or Great Gatsby. It's almost the anti-Crazy Rich Asians. Currently streaming on Netflix, so you can see it, and available to rent on Amazon for $2.99. Again, subtitled. Couldn't pull a clip, but instead, here's lead actor Steve Yoon talking about the intense emotions you'll find only in Korean films.
Yeah, I think Korean cinema does have that. I think it has... It has a deep, deep emotion that doesn't necessarily get to be said outwardly in public a lot. And so films that come from there have like this undercurrent that you can't explain that's like on top of the plot.
All right, I'm in.
It's true. These movies are truly masterpieces. I mean, they're all very emotional, very strange and different. Lastly, a movie that gets a lot of attention during the worldwide dominance of Hunger Games. It's the 2000 Japanese cult classic Battle Royale. Either of you seen that?
I have not.
All right. Directed by Kinju Fukasaku and based on a 1999 novel, the film follows a group of middle schoolers who are forced to fight till the death by the government to control overpopulation.
Okay. Another one of those.
It is great. Each student is given a weapon and placed on a secluded island. And yes, it is extremely controversial because these are 15-year-olds. So much so that it was not sold in the United States for theatrical release in fear of lawsuits.
Wow.
It was only put directly to home video. But it's still basically on every best foreign film list ever made by any American critic. And basically, you watch these emotional and sometimes gory deaths until one student remains. The film comes up with a lot when talking about like Fortnite.
Yeah,
because like Battle Royale, it's all kind of similar in that way. It seems to draw a lot of comparisons. There were sequels to the Battle Royale movie. Do not see those. The original director died of cancer after the first one, so none of the follow-ups have any of his memorable touch on it. This movie's been talked about for American remakes for decades. Some rumors about a CW show. Thankfully, none of that has ever come to fruition. But this has more of a Kill Bill vibe.
Oh, love that.
A little
bit
more of a realistic of realism. Kind of like what Clockwork Orange faced in its British release. Like an ultra-violence kind of thing. But over the years, this movie has only become bigger and bigger, and word of mouth has been amazing for it. It is currently available to rent on Apple or Amazon for $3.99 or stream it for free on YouTube. And although, like I said, very violent, I recommend it. Now, again, no clip because of subtitles, but here is Quentin Tarantino when asked to name his favorite movie of the past few decades.
The first movie is my favorite movie of the last 17 years, and that is the Japanese film Kenji Fukasaku's Battle Royale. There is any movie that has been made since I've been making movies that I wish I had made. It's that one.
All right.
I don't know why there was a car screaming in the background.
I wasn't sure if it was a monkey or a car.
And by the way, I looked.
Was he being carjacked?
I honestly looked. I was like, is he at the Indy 500? Okay. So listen, my three picks. All Asian cinema in honor of the great Parasite, which should win Best Picture this weekend. See Old Boy. See Burning and see Battle Royale, three great movies that all you got to do is read at the bottom of the screen. They're well worth it. Masterpieces, all of them. And that is my get up on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
All right, your significant other is dumb. Now, with love. Right?
Yeah. We're not looking for, like, really sad, awful stories that make us wonder why you're in that relationship.
Right. It's just... It's
funny stories
funny.
About your imbecile significant other.
Everybody does dumb things. How about if we say it that way?
Sure.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of calls from women about their husbands.
Well, of course.
Because
men are dumb.
I'm a doof. Right?
Yes.
I'm a total doof.
Not correct. A doofus?
No.
Just a doof.
Doof. Yes. I told you guys the other day. The other day I was walking... In the morning, we wake up obviously very early for this job, and my 7-month-old is sleeping, and I was walking, and I, as a doof, he's sleeping, tiptoeing, trying to get around the house, and then just fall on my face, baby wakes up. I'm a doof. That's so stupid. He needs to sleep through the night, and I'm walking around and tripping on myself.
I was looking online, and there's so many stories about people's significant others. This headline, my girlfriend just asked what the no on the switch meant, and she had the on upside down.
Oh,
that stuff happens.
Sweet spirit.
That stuff happens.
It does. It happens.
It does. And we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your significant other is dumb with love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Omar?
Yeah, I have a story. And this is actually before Cassie decided to marry me.
This is you telling on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is...
So you're a doof.
I'm a total doof. And right. Yeah,
I go full doofus.
This really did trouble me.
This should scare you.
Yeah. So this was about 12, 13 years ago. Kazi and I were living, our first year living together. Mm-hmm. We weren't married. We were living together. So we were kind of getting, you know, used to each other, you know, how you live.
Sure.
She's the type of, I'm very neat. Mm-hmm. Very neat. Everything. I come home. If I take off my shoes, they have to be put away in a certain spot.
Everything
take off my
has its place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My wife comes home. She kicks off her shoes. She just throws her stuff everywhere. She's that type. You know? Yeah. So I'm like, oh, man, what am I getting into? Right? So one day, it was about 1 p.m., and I'm super tired, and I'm just looking to nap.
Yeah.
I'm looking to nap. I open the little back door, and I enter through the kitchen area, and I notice that all the cupboards, not just one cupboard, all the cupboards are open.
Okay.
And there's, like, stuff thrown on the ground. I was like,
she's still there?
Man. No.
There?
She's at work.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, oh, man. She must have been looking for something like really like hardcore.
Like driving her crazy.
Yeah, you know. So then I'm walking through the living room and just like things are just kind of like really like just messy. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's par for the course, I guess, you know.
She is a slob.
She's having a rough day.
And then I get to the bedroom and all the like the covers like ripped off. I'm like, what's been happening? So I was like, who knows, whatever. So I lay down and I take a nap. My wife gets home around 3:30. Mm-hmm. She's like, dude, Omar, wake up.
Wait, I'm what time did you get home?
I got home at 1.
1, mm-hmm. 3:30 now.
3:30 okay. now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's like, Omar, I'm on. She's like, what happened? Why is everything all like a mess? I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what,
like,
what do you mean, yeah, you pig?
You didn't do this yet?
I don't know. You tell me, sloppy.
She's like, no, I didn't do this. And I was like,
what?
So it's for me, it took me a she already know that we've probably been robbed.
Oh, my God.
Somebody went in your place, tossed it.
Yeah.
And you thought it was her.
And yeah, I thought it was her. And I
that person could have still been in the house.
That's
probably.
What I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, and I just went home and took a nap. Yeah. And so what they ended up taking was a laptop.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of iPods.
Oh, wow.
So
little
items. Yeah.
That's you're lucky.
So I don't know. They could have been still in the bathroom or something.
100%.
What if there was like two of them? They're like, the dude is taking a nap. Yeah. Have you ever seen like, anyone so cool
like,
under pressure?
What a dumbass.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. That's bad, right?
Wow.
That's really bad.
She still married me though.
She definitely did.
You've always been super lucky with her.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yep. You are a doof.
Yeah, I'm a total doof.
That is insanity.
Yeah.
Here's one. I was 5'1" and I asked my 6'2" husband to hang a mirror for me, and of mm-hmm. course it's for him, which yeah. just hits her pretty much her forehead. Yeah. She can't actually see herself in the mirror.
Not handy.
That right. stuff happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call now with your significant other is dumb.
An idiot.
With love. Mm-hmm. And we'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Your significant other is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All due respect.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we love them. They're just doofs.
Let's take one phone call right now. Let's make it Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Got okay. one for you.
Yes.
So this was back in when Obama was first running for president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were watching the news, seeing the updates. It was coming down to the wire. And my wife had friends in Japan. She said, oh, we should call my friend in Japan because it's tomorrow there and they can tell us who won.
Oh, Oh, no.
What was your response?
I said, you're so pretty.
Yeah. You really have to be so careful. Pretty. You have to be careful in that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
It's very good.
That's fantastic. Thank you for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it.
1-800-520-1067.
Agreed. We'll take your calls next. My friend's husband thought he could microwave his shirt to dry it faster.
Oh.
Wow.
That puts holes in it, turns uh-huh. out. Who yeah. knew? Your significant other is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You still love him?
And maybe not dumb all the time, just flashes of dumbness.
Just occasionally.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tamara in Sunland. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. Good How morning. Are you?
We are good. How are you?
I am well.
Excellent. Tell us about your boyfriend or husband.
Well, I was running a marathon, and I run lots of them, and he and my son were coming to support me, and I asked if he could have oranges for me.
Mm-hmm.
at meet me at mile 13, and I got to mile 13, and he handed me a whole orange.
So you're said, supposed to what? Run
and unpeel it.
Run and unpeel it.
Run and peel it.
Oh,
so I handed it back to him and said, what am I supposed to do with this? And he said, I don't know. And so they got in the car, and my son peeled it in the back seat, and they met me a couple miles down the road, and then I at least got a peeled one.
Wow.
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 I mean, at least he didn't chuck it at you.
I mean,
you have to
glass half full.
Yeah, you don't have to dodge it while running.
Man.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right, let's go to Donnie. Who is calling us from Venice? Good morning, Donnie.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning.
All right. So my wife, it's just funny. Like, I'm into ancient aliens. I'm always looking in the sky for something to move.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out one night looking at the sky, and she's like, you know, I always thought those lights, you know, going around, those are aliens. I'm like, no, honey, that's like a searchlight. You know, they're having an event. She goes, no. You see how they're moving around? You can see them in the clouds. So basically, my wife thought that, like, searchlights were aliens coming down to invade us.
She must have always thought that. That's not a one-time...
There are so many aliens to your wife.
So many in Hollywood.
So I don't know. I was just taken back. I'm just like, are you serious? Like, I thought she was joking. She's like, no, I really thought that. I was just like, okay, well...
All right.
Anyway, I don't know how funny that is.
No, that's
no,
funny.
Listen,
that's
Donnie,
good. That's strong.
You believe in aliens, and she is the doofy one. I agree.
So. we're all aliens. We know it.
Right,
you're right, Donnie.
We're all aliens.
You're right.
Don't
right.
let either of these guys talk you out of believing that. I'm with you, Donnie.
Let's go to Robert in Bellflower. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Your significant other is dumb.
So one time about a year ago, my wife was leaving the store and she was on the phone with our youngest daughter. She proceeds to get to the car, put everything in the car, and then she yells on the phone to my daughter, oh my God, I left my phone inside the store.
Mm. Oh, wow. Kevin, is that relatable at all, Kevin?
I've done that before. Kevin. I was talking to my mom forever, and I was looking all over the place, and I couldn't find it. I went out to my car, went everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably, that's a short version of probably 20 minutes.
On the phone with your mom, looking for your phone that you were on the phone with your mom.
Finally said, Mom, I got to hang up. I can't find my phone.
I mean, listen,
only then did I realize what a dumbass I am.
20 minutes is a lot, but we've all been there. We've
Thank
all
you.
Been there, where's the phone? And then it's
no,
Robert, we've all
we
been
all
there.
Haven't.
I've
yes.
been there.
No, Robert, have you been there?
No, that's, you know, special people.
But
Amen,
okay.
Robert.
All right, but act like, for God's sakes, a little support. That's all we're asking. All right, let's go to Dane in Orange. Good morning.
Who do you hoo, guys?
To you as well.
So my wife, we're driving out to the desert during the summertime, headed to the river, and going out the 10 in the Morongo Valley, they have all those wind turbines. I observe that the turbines are spinning quite quickly, and so I say, wow, it's really windy outside. And she goes, well, yeah, the fans are on. I say,
no,
well, what do
no.
You, what do you mean?
No.
She goes, well, it's hot, so they're cooling down the desert.
Oh, Dana,
no.
how pretty
didn't.
Is your wife?
God bless my wife. I love her. I love her to death.
Oh, no.
And I didn't even know. It took me back to that video. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where that wonderful lady is trying to explain how far they'll travel in 1 hour if they're going 60 miles an hour and
yes.
can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where to start. I just, what do you mean?
Were you able
so
to just
I
somehow
to explain it to her?
Were you able to somehow just separate it and put it behind you? Or do you still harass her about it?
I always kind of bring it up and tease her about it, you know, just kind of poke a little fun at her. But, you know,
does
I just
she find
love
that,
her so much.
Does she find that entertaining?
Yeah, once she figured out how it, what it actually is there for, it kind of blew her mind.
It doesn't sound that hard to do, though, Dane.
That's fantastic. I was out of the studio for a second and walked in, and Allie was shaking her head no and putting her head in her hands, and I was like, what?
And I was finger gunning it.
I don't know if it's because I've been sick that I just don't have any wherewithal anymore, but...
That's
my
what I think is that he's messing with us.
My soul has left my body.
Okay.
We talked earlier about how Jensen's just thrilled that he's reached 1,000 people that he's muted on Twitter.
Yeah, he sounds like a crazy person.
He sounds like a crazy person. And then he topped it with this. He walked back in and said, what?
I said,
I said I came up with a pretty cool nickname for myself. And then Allie said,
to which right then I thought, I don't...
People who nickname themselves is already a problem.
I don't want to hear it because I hate him right now.
Okay.
Well, just so you know, Kobe nicknamed himself Mamba, so I feel like I'm kind of in good
company. So you're comparing yourself to Kobe?
Of muting on Twitter? Yeah. I'm absolutely the Kobe of muting on Twitter.
When he mutes, he actually does the...
Yeah, I go, muting.
Layup.
Muting.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. My new nickname.
Oh, God.
Mutie Pie.
Wow.
Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin, pew, pew. He's doing
that to mess with us.
Hey, Montel Jordan, how do you feel about that?
This is how we do it.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
He's messing with us.
Mutie Pie.
He's got to. I can't believe that's a good nickname.
Our heads are in a fog, Jensen.
I thought it was pretty
because
good.
Because of sickness. So don't mess with us.
I walked upstairs.
You didn't think it was pretty good. You thought it was stupid and funny.
I thought it was stupid and funny, but I thought it was a good nickname.
No, you didn't, though.
I knew it would get a laugh.
Who's going to call you Mutie Pie? Mutie Pie.
I could introduce myself as Mutie Pie all the time now.
No.
Okay, I won't.
It's like your SoundCloud rapper name.
Yeah. Y'all, it's me, Mutie Pie. Shouts.
Wow.
I'm so proud of myself.
You're messing with us.
I am proud of myself
for real.
I think
we're going to come in tomorrow, Allie, and we're going to go, did that stuff happen? He's going to go, what are you talking about?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
1,000 people.
Because then we would still respect him.
I won't know what 1,000 people feel about this bit, just so you know.
It's disturbing. I'm sorry to everyone that had to hear that. So I would like to give you something. K-Rock, Guys Night Out is back at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday, February 7th.
I would like to say this, too. It's not a serious poker night, as there is alcohol involved and people show up who don't necessarily know how to play poker. It's still fun. It doesn't matter.
Out of curiosity, Kevin, what led you to believe anyone thinks serious poker night?
Just people who came there and would say, oh, yeah, I'm not playing because I don't understand. I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And it's like everyone's cool. Everybody's sort of teaching each other. It's all good.
There you go.
Just having a good time.
But no women.
Women are allowed. Yeah, of course.
It's K-Rock Guys Night Out, though.
Just guys.
Women as well.
You can hang with Kevin, Beer Mug, Dave the King of Mexico, and DJ Omar Khan. You know what I didn't read there? A woman.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've noticed that,
Beer
too.
Beer Mug, Dave the King of Mexico.
Hey, Destiny, Power 106 Board Up, have you ever been invited to Guys Night Out?
No, I have not.
Okay, good to know.
You won't be, because it's Night Out.
Girls welcome.
RSVP at thebike.com. But here's what you're going to get just for dealing with us right now. You're going to win your way in to play with those guys. Give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Be caller 21, because you have to be 21. And you're going to get $200 in poker chips to use at Guys Night Out. You can cash those in when you get there and leave.
What's wrong with you?
What?
You're playing with the house's money. Why not gamble it and turn it into $400?
Why not gamble it and turn it into $400?
$600.
Or do the smart thing, cash it, bail.
One person did that one time.
He's
like, peace out. I was like, what?
He's got rent.
I love it.
You can play poker with Mutie Pie.
I will not be there.
Oh, okay. So Mutie Pie won't be there. So all
Mutie Pie, too good to hang out with you guys at the bike.
No, I'm just standing up for all women. So
women are welcome.
I'm solidarity with my females.
Destiny, you want to go sometime and see if we're welcome?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Allie, you want to show up tomorrow, Friday night?
No,
whenever
not this
it is.
Friday. No, Kevin, it is Friday, like 2 days from now.
I know. It's all good. Looking forward to it.
Friday night, February 7th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Woo. Good Lord. Guys, I feel like if you have a good publicist, you can make anything happen because you just put stuff out to the universe by saying, people are talking about this, and then it becomes a story.
Mm-hmm.
So weren't talking about it until you mentioned it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is Hannah Montana getting a prequel series? Well, Billy Ray Cyrus has fans freaking out after his latest interview. He said, they're talking about doing a prequel, which to me, I would do that in a heartbeat. Because that means I get my mullet back. They're talking about doing a prequel. Who?
I'm screaming.
Who's talking about it?
That is pretty genius.
Him and someone else. Yeah.
And now it's in an interview, and now it's huge news, and maybe people are freaking out.
A lot of times, the first thing you hear from somebody is a denial that they are playing whatever.
Yeah.
You go, I didn't even hear that rumor.
I mean,
just deny it first.
It's bonkers.
I like it.
I like the way that Billy Ray Cyrus is working.
We need to start doing that.
Yeah.
You guys hear we have off Fridays. They've been talking about it.
I've heard that we don't.
Oh.
I've heard that we don't have Fridays. Well, they have been talking
been
about
talking
a lot.
About it though,
yeah,
so.
But we'll see.
They've been talking about it.
I don't know how
he's
this
just
works.
Putting that out there.
Okay.
Said, well, maybe it moves on from there.
A lot of people talking about it.
Allie, keep going.
Terrible at this. You didn't help us at all.
Now I'm on Mutie Pie's side.
Yeah. I've that's muted not, myself.
That's not where I want to be.
Mutie Pie, baby.
Oh, you guys, I'm an 85-year-old woman wheezing when I laugh. Please stop it.
Montel, what do you think about that?
This is how we do it. Wait, listen to Ellie.
Oh, man, listen to that.
It sounds terrible.
Oh, God. That sounds like the car scratching that was behind Quentin Tarantino during Get Up On This.
Okay.
Oh. You all right?
A lot of birthdays. That's okay. What's happening.
Okay.
So it's February 5th. Mm-hmm. We should talk baseball. Right?
Obviously. I mean,
yeah, sure.
Strange doings that just happened.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Molly Knight. Good morning, Molly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
Molly Knight, you are doing amazing work over there at The Athletic. Your story about Gigi was so beautiful and so well done and such a beautiful tribute to that young woman, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. It was the toughest week of my career, for sure, last week.
Yeah.
I bet.
That's rough. Let's talk the Dodgers. What happened and why?
Yeah, so, man, L.A. needed this pretty badly. The Dodgers got Mookie Betts last night. He's one of the top five players in all of baseball. They had to give up. They also got David Price, who, I mean, when he's going right, is one of the top five pitchers in all of baseball. He's had some injuries and some wear and tear, and so we're not really expecting that level of excellence from him, but they got him as well. And they had to give up Alex Verdugo, who was pretty good, young outfielder, could hit pretty well, but he missed the last 2 months of the season due to injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kenta Maeda, who's a fan favorite starter, but also a nails reliever in the postseason, he went to Minnesota. And then in a separate deal, they traded Jock Peterson to the Angels for some salary relief because they had too many outfielders. So it's a bit of a shakeup to the team, to be honest. It's going to be like a different vibe, totally.
It sounds like it's sort of we got too much for what we gave up, no?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, dude, I don't know why the Red Sox are saying, people are saying Mookie Betts wanted to be a free agent. Okay, well, not if you offer him $400 million. He'll stay right there in Boston, which is what he was worth. I mean, he should have gotten the same as what Mike Trout got or near that to be in Anaheim. So I don't know, man. I don't know how the Red Sox could let their best this is the best player they've developed in decades. I don't know.
I get that they're trying to do a salary dump with David Price. Yeah, I get that. But you could have had Mookie for another year, which, honestly, the Dodgers might just have him for a year.
I know.
He might just be a rental for a year. What are the Red Sox doing? They are tanking their team. And they have no manager now. Everything.
I'm so sorry. Allie, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, it's awesome.
It makes no sense to me. They are screwing themselves, but the Dodgers look brilliant in all of this.
Yeah, they do. And like, we've been conditioned, and I've fallen prey to this too, but like, writers and fans have been conditioned to be like, well, we need to get under the salary cap. These are billionaires, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, take the hit. Who cares? You have Mookie Betts. Mookie freaking Betts. Like, pay him whatever he wants. Your fans are so excited. His kids are buying jerseys. Grown men are weeping when he, hits home runs or whatever. Like, just keep him. I don't understand. We're like, the poor billionaire is going to have to pay an extra $10 million in taxes, which he's probably already not paying taxes anyway in real life. But come on.
this gets him away from the secluded island he has his banks in. With Mookie Betts, will we be able to sign him, or that's just a luxury tax thing when it comes up next year?
Oh no, the Dodgers are cool, man. They have so much money, like just ready to go. If he wants to stay here now, they haven't given out under Andrew Friedman. They haven't given up those enormous, $300 million, $400 million dollar deals. But if they were, this is the guy to do it for. They pursued Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rendon pretty hard. So the willingness is there. We'll see if they have a championship run this year and the fans fall in love with Mookie. I can't really see a better play, a better guy to spend the money on than that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who not only is he great on the field, but he'll just be,
you know, low-key go and, like, feed some homeless people after the game. Like, he's just a really, really good
he's
guy.
One of them.
And really low-key about it. The guy you want to build a team around.
So I had a question about this whole thing, too. Like, Jock Peterson being sort of a salary dump feels really weird because us as a city, we have really, really loved Jock. It's very odd to see him just go without any fanfare.
I know. It sucks, man. He's just, like... He's such a huge playoff and World Series home run, let's not forget, as well.
Yeah.
And fans love him. I think for Jock, it just there's so many outfielders is the problem. And they've got Bellinger, they've got Betts. They traded for A.J. Pollock, even though he was really bad in the playoffs last year. He was pretty good in the second half. Mm-hmm. They've got Kike, they've got Chris Taylor. They've got a lot going on out there. And so they just didn't have room for him. And unfortunately, I mean, he's going to be a free agent after, I think, this year. I could be wrong on that, but yeah, it's just kind of a they traded him for some infield depth and Luis Rengifo. I mean, he's not going to be a star or anything, but it's a nice pickup. But yeah, it does feel weird, right? I mean, Dodgers fans love him, and for Jock, it's probably sad, but at least he gets to stay nearby.
True.
And Eagles are making an effort to be better. Their offense is awesome, and his older brother Camp, who has Down syndrome, is very, very close with Albert Pujols, whose daughter also has Down syndrome. And so I think Champ Peterson's probably really excited right now to go and be able to be around Albert every day. But
that's
great. It's tough for Doc.
Yep.
I'm going to say it right now. Dodgers, pay that man. Keep him here as long as he wants. Build a bowling alley at Dodger Stadium for him. He's a 300 bowler,
wow,
you guys.
Really?
What?
He's an amazing bowler. Molly, I need you to do a story on him bowling and bring me with you.
I will. His mom taught him how to play baseball and how to bowl, too, which is pretty awesome.
Can we get his mom?
Incredible.
Yeah, let's get his mom on the show.
Yeah,
also,
we should.
The Dodgers now have a guy named Mookie Betts and a guy named Will Smith. This is the best team, his best named team of all time.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. And they're starters, man. They'll be out there every day.
Now, Molly, you say in, I think it was a tweet, that the Dodgers were already favored to go back to the World Series.
Yes,
how does this change things?
The reason I said that was because their win total, the nerds do projections of win totals just based on rosters, and they have projected at 99 wins already, which is the most in the National League, and this will add four or five wins to that total, I think. So,
great.
Guess who it is at the top again? The Dodgers and the Astros.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Let's beat the Chiefs. Beat the Chiefs.
Get excited for the worst World Series any of us will ever experience.
Molly, correct. Thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. You can follow her on Twitter at Molly_Knight, KNIGHT. Thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye now. What would you say your favorite thing about Bert Kreischer was? When he was alive.
I think his joy for life, like everything about the guy was just joyous. I think that's why it has hit me so hard. Mm-hmm. It's just a light has gone out for the world.
And that's what makes it difficult to come onto a show like this and try to do comedy on a day when a light so bright.
He always cheered us up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He really hated his family, too. Did you guys get that sense?
One of his daughters he did mention often on our show was a moron.
Mm-hmm.
So at least...
Let's not try to bring up those things. Let's bring up
that.
Only the positives.
Yeah. Just the positives.
Yeah. Of Bert Kreischer, because he's...
I mean, but let's be honest. We all saw this coming, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at the way he eats.
Yeah.
He would pretend he was always at the gym, or he would pretend that he didn't drink for a month
this
or whatever.
Challenge. Yeah. No, you're not.
The truth is, the guy was just downing beers and White Claws at home.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a bummer that he's dead.
Oh,
but...
alcohol-free August or October, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
No meat Monday.
I'm going healthy.
Now it's a Bert-free life.
Right?
You know what I mean?
That's a bummer. I'm going to miss Bert.
Me too.
I really found him funny.
Right.
Bert Kreischer was a one-in-a-million kind of comic.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it was rough to read on Twitter that TMZ had reported that he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
It sucks.
And they're always right. I mean, they are always right.
By the way, they are most of the time.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a weird laugh throughout this whole bit, like almost like an undercurrent, like a straight, like, is there...
Hello?
Is that the angel of Bert?
Is that Bert's angel?
This started exactly the way I was hoping it would start.
He's alive!
He's with us!
Bert's alive! What?
Bert,
what happened?
Oh. What the hell?
Oh, my God. That was the funniest. That's exactly, that was so surreal because that's exactly what I wanted out of that whole TMZ thing.
Okay.
You wanted people to talk about how you're a great guy
a great
and
person.
How you're missed.
I wanted the audio of, like, people getting it. Like, you know, radio stations that I did once in Omaha just trashing me.
Right.
And then, and then, by the way, Todd and Tyler are losing their mind. They're like, you've done our show 5 times.
So to tell people what happened, we saw that you tweeted out that TMZ had contacted your agent and your family members that you had a heart attack. Explain what happened.
So I wake up. I wake up early in the morning. I go down the treadmill. I run 4 miles. I get in my sauna. I'm about to do a sauna and a polar plunge. I've been doing that every
day.
That's
a crazy amount of stuff to do for a guy with a heart attack.
Exactly.
Well, I would be fair to this TMZ guy. He must have been watching my Instagram stories the night before because I was partying really hard and there was food everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I get a phone call in the sauna, and it's my agent, and he's like, or my manager, Reg, and he goes, hey, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. He was like, okay, TMZ just called and said you had a heart attack last night.
What?
And I said, okay. And he goes, did you have a heart attack? And I was like, no. He was like, okay, I'll call him back and tell him you didn't. I was like, no, you don't. He was like, what? And I said, do not say anything. Say no comment. The family wants their privacy right now.
You're a horrible human being, Bert.
He's like, wait, why? I go, dude, you just called offering me one day full of like 1,000 texts of people saying they hope I'm okay, how much they love me, emails. I mean, no one gets this experience in life to be able to sit there the day of your memorial and witness people mourn for you. Or
honestly,
at least question if you're alive.
Bert, I don't hate this. Mm-hmm. I think I'd do the same thing.
Dude, this is what they meant when they created Prozac. One day where everyone hits you up. They're like, hey, man, I hope you're okay. By the way, I got it in real life. People, because Tom Segura texted out that I died.
That was very funny.
In the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so everyone was like, oh, my God, I love you. I care about you. You know, I understand your lifestyle, but you got to find the middle ground. It was, like, amazing. I mean, I was going to get to see what picture they chose to post on TMZ the day I have a heart attack after the Super Bowl. I was like, I was going to go to Google Trends, see if I was trending more than the Chiefs. I mean, I wanted to find out where I landed in society.
I guarantee you.
This could have backfired on you a great amount had they not mentioned it and no one texted and no one cared.
Oh, it could have destroyed me had they said, Bert Kreischer had a heart attack.
Who?
And I watch all these guys at the store just go, good.
Good. No.
I guarantee when, if it were ever happened, God forbid, they're definitely using a shirtless on stage picture.
Oh, they have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, and next to the word heart attack, and everyone goes, shocker.
Yep. Saw that coming.
So were there people that texted you that you were shocked to hear from?
Yeah. Oddly enough, my buddy that I grew up with in Tampa, who's an actor out in New Orleans, I haven't talked to in like years. He texted me and he goes, hey, I love you, brother. And I was like, oh. I was like, he was like one of my best friends growing up. And I was like, I love you too. And he was like, wait, you can text? And I was like, hey, I'm fine, okay?
You can text?
He was, they called my wife, his reporter. And by the way, I don't mean to trash his reporter, and I hope he doesn't get in trouble. He did his investigative journalism. He heard I had a, I'm sure some fat guy came in drunk to the ER last night with a heart attack. Someone's like, Bert Kreischer's
sure.
here.
Yeah.
He's like, Post Malone.
That's never a surprise to anyone. It's always going to be Bert. That's going to be the leader.
Yeah. And so he texted my wife, and my wife's like, I don't know where you get your information. I'm sitting next to my husband. He's completely fine. And I was like, why would you ruin it? And she was like, you do not want this karma, honey. You do not want to trick the world into you dying so you can get some good text for a day.
She doesn't know you, does she?
Not at all. I almost texted the guy because I have his number. I almost texted him and was like, hey, man, run the story. Like, I had a heart attack. Like, sure, whatever.
What a weird world we live in where you have to pick up the phone and say, no,
yeah,
I'm fine. I didn't have a heart attack.
I'm still stuck on Bert's sentence of, I was in the sauna when my manager called.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, Bert, you're so Hollywood.
I was really about to do a polar plunge. What kind of quick fix medicine am I looking for? By the way, I did not get the polar plunge because I was afraid I was going to have a heart attack.
Right. Wouldn't that have been hilarious had you had a heart attack after the report came out?
The reporters from the future.
Yeah.
It's been tough going to Hot Spin. I'm going to Hot Spin in an hour, and I've been like,
phoning it in, because I'm like, if I have a heart attack today, this is not funny.
No, people will still think it's a joke, too.
Yes, now, especially now that you've come out and said you're fine. If you were to have a heart attack right this second, mm-hmm. no one believes it.
No one would ever believe it. Yeah. I better have a stroke, at least.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was...
I don't know that you want to hope...
Knock on wood,
I don't know that you want to hope for that.
Everyone says that. Oh, I hope I have a stroke,
you're
at least.
A terrible human being. What was the biggest surprise that you got? Was it your long-lost friend that texted you?
No, it was my daughters.
Your daughters?
Oh, no.
Yeah, right before I saw Jensen, I would pick up my daughters, and I was like, and Georgia gets in the car, and she goes, did you have a heart attack last night?
Let me just interrupt here and say, again, that would make sense.
I said, honey, I'm in the car with you right now. And Isla goes, answer the question, did you have a heart attack?
And I did. Like, I ran into Bert that day at the Starbucks near my house, and I did immediately say, you're good, right? Like, that was all a thing. And then he went into this kind of story, and his kids looked like they couldn't roll their eyes harder.
Oh, my God. So one of your daughters thought you did?
Isla was like, I was like, you could have had a heart attack last night. And I was like, no, I'd be in the hospital, honey. Like,
is she the dumb one?
I was like, yeah. I was like...
No, you're so stupid.
She's like, you could have had a heart attack. And then all of a sudden, it's silent for a second. She goes, wait, what's a heart attack? And I was like,
what?
I love her.
I'm sure
I love
she thought it was like heartburn.
You might need to have her open up a book.
I for one am happy that we still have.
I am happy as well. 100%. I'm happy that you didn't have a heart attack. I'm glad that you got to see all the positive response to your possible death.
Mm-hmm. It could have been better. It could have been better.
It could have. Okay, who let you down?
I mean, what?
Who let you down?
Segura
was like, I'm so bummed you didn't have a heart attack. And I was like, why? He was like, do you know how that would have done for my ticket sales?
Yeah.
Everyone would have been like, wow, there's only one of them now? Okay, I'll go see him.
Segura did tweet, just stop by the hospital. Bert Kreischer is recovering and in good spirits.
Yeah. I do love that he also has a hashtag, heart health first.
You know, he thinks he's going to outlive me. He is so wrong. He is so wrong.
I'm not putting my money on either of you.
I'm going to be at his funeral just smiling, and everyone will know that I'm smiling because I beat him.
Wow. This got darker.
He's extremely active. He's like, I was taking a plunge. I was at the gym today. I went to spin. I mean, I might bet on Bert Kreischer.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. This is the beginning of my commencement speech at his funeral. Or it's not a commencement speech. Whatever it is. Eulogy.
We'll call it a eulogy.
People are also graduating there.
This is exactly how it's going to start. I'm going to say, huh, how many of you would have taken it at the odds it would have been me in that box, huh?
Right? And then unzip and pee on the coffin. Right?
Yeah. Wow. I won this time, Tommy. Look who's getting skinnier first now.
Welcome back, Bert Kreischer.
Bert, you're the best. We're glad you're healthy. Thank you for talking to us today.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye. Bye now. We have another chance for you to win tickets to System of a Down at Bank of California on May 22nd. They're playing with Korn and Faith No More.
Oh, my God.
Great
and
show.
You'll qualify to see System in Stockholm, Sweden as well. If you give us a call at 1-800-520-1067, we are looking for something specific. Mm-hmm. Listener-okie. So okay. You sing a song, your favorite song from System or Faith No More or Korn.
Okay.
You pick your favorite song, you sing, bring it.
Yeah. Add your own flair to it.
Yes. 1-800-520-1067. We will do that just after the top of the hour. First, what's happening, Alan?
I didn't know they had a mentor.
Yeah.
Listener
yeah.
over
yeah.
there. A voice
your
coach.
Own flair. Flair. Yeah. I am, you know, I'm it, basically the Paula Abdul of this show.
In the past, people who make us laugh is
they're the
sort
winner.
Of how we go. Yeah.
And then there's been people who call in and just can kill it.
Correct.
And they've won as well.
Correct.
So good luck.
There's no talent where we could go.
Mm-mm.
Right.
And that's straight from Moody Pie.
Oh, my God, Moody Pie. I can't. He has changed his
either.
Name on Twitter, Kevin.
I know.
Jensen Moody Pie Carp. I also want to celebrate a listener, I should get his name, who was nice enough to hand me another nickname. So shouts out to, I believe it was Brandon, Moody and the Blowfish.
Okay.
So
it's better than Moody Pie.
Well,
and you should take one that someone gives you. You can't give yourself a nickname, Jensen.
Mm. You can, but it's not cool.
I mean, tell that to Moody Pie.
We just did.
Yeah.
Well, you did, but it didn't work.
Okay.
It was Matthew. Matthew on Twitter gave me Moody and the Bullfish. Thank you.
Let's act like he's not in the room.
I can't.
Do what's happening.
Well, speaking of crazy people that we work with, you know that Stryker posted yesterday that he lost a bet, so he has to be off Instagram for a month.
I saw that.
I don't understand what's happening.
And I didn't know what the bet was either.
No, we need to get him on tomorrow and talk about it.
The little bit of research I did is it's not just Instagram. So
really?
Social media. Stuff. Yeah. Okay. No, well, even more than that.
Oh, life?
Pretty much.
She's off life?
Pretty much.
My main concern was, what if he sees a lizard? What if he sees...
What's he going
to
do?
He needs to send a picture, right?
Mm-hmm. He does need an outlet.
So I just got a text from Stryker that I want to read to you guys. He said, I heard through the grapevine that you wanted a duck or lizard picture. Well, I found me a wild donkey. It's a picture of Stryker and a donkey. And I'm just going to say thank you to his lovely wife, Katie, mm-hmm. who obviously read my comment where I was definitely concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is he going to do? Like, he has to show those pictures of ducks or lizards. It's who he is.
That's a weird thing,
core.
But very true.
I just got a picture of him with a donkey.
And no one else will.
We need to find out from him.
Hey, we'll talk to him tomorrow.
What the bet is, why he did this.
I like it.
How he's prepared himself for this. He's got to be going crazy. It's day one. He can't not send me a picture of him with a donkey.
I mean, maybe you're his outlet every day.
Oh, I hope so. God, I accept it. Please let me be your weird animal outlet. What?
Huh?
Okay. Guys, this is very interesting, and I hope it's true. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences unveiled a new tool for fans to tweet their predictions ahead of Sunday's award ceremony. However, they did it in a weird way where they just sent out a tweet that said, predictions with all the winners. So it's who they would be, you know, predicting to win. But the fact that it was coming from the Academy's verified page...
Meaning the Oscars was announcing?
Yeah, made people wonder.
The winners?
Wait, did you guys just totally screw up and send out all the winners? Because they did such a weird job of promoting that this was for a new tool for fans to do their own predictions. All of a sudden, it just popped up on people's Twitter that, oh, here are the winners.
That's super weird.
That was a dumb idea.
Guys, also, what if they're all the winners?
Now we have.
That would be awesome.
Now when that person doesn't win, you can be like, even the Academy themselves wanted this to win. It's not a smart idea.
All of it is bad, and I support it in every way. Absolutely. So you had mentioned, Jensen, that you were interested in watching Justin Bieber's YouTube series.
I was, yes. I have not gotten around to it,
okay.
But that's mostly because there's too much TV.
There is too much TV. Mm-hmm. But he got candid about his, quote, scary and crazy struggle with substance abuse in the episode titled The Dark Season. He said that people don't know how serious it got. He said, it was legit crazy, scary. I was waking up in the morning. First thing I was doing was popping pills and smoking a blunt and starting my day. It got scary. He said he was sipping lean, popping pills, doing Molly, taking mushrooms, all as a form of escape. Bieber credits using an oxygen chamber and working with brain disorder specialist Dr. Daniel Amen as important parts of his recovery. And he said his wife, Haley Baldwin, was instrumental because she wouldn't even date him until he chose to get sober. So
how do you think you guys would have done at what age was it? 16, 17?
Terrible.
Oh,
if
younger?
You got that level of fame, it would have, I think it would have destroyed me.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to parenting, but even at that point,
that's a crazy ride.
Yeah,
it since I find myself around child stars a bunch because of my wife, it does seem like parents, hear me out, parents who don't need the money from the kid seems to be the best way to be adjusted.
I can see that.
That's a good key.
So like,
that makes
sense. Say that, for example, your parents just aren't looking for you to get into acting because it would help as a meal ticket. And they're going to have their own jobs, but you have this.
Right.
That helps.
I agree.
You hear stories like Macaulay Culkin or these kind of things. It's about the parents being involved in the money.
Yeah. And Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
I just called him Shiloh.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We knew what you meant.
Great song by Neil Diamond.
But yeah, I mean, that seems to play into
an imaginary friend.
Parenting. Yeah. Is Neil Diamond okay? Neil Diamond's okay. His parents didn't get involved right away.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
I think that's a great point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's from Moody and the Bullfish.
Nope.
Boop, boop.
God, dang it. All right. I'm going to wrap up out of this because I want to get to these callers and hear some of these songs that I'm seeing pop up on the screen.
I don't care.
We're doing
a contest. Listener Oki, System of a Down, Korn, or Faith No More. 1-800-520-1067.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's one call that just says mumbling the word. She might not know them. So that's what you call a tease.
Excellent.
I love it. I can't wait. Mm. I don't see any We Care a Lot? Nothing?
What?
She's looking for other songs that people want to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We care a lot about the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine.
You would have won. You would have won.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a good performance.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Guest, Laura Linney, Tim Meadows, Chris Parnell, Michael Sheen, Darren Criss, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neymar, and Henry Golding all celebrating a birthday today. And that's what's happening.
You can listen all week at 9, which it is now noon, 3, 6, and 9, for your chance to win tickets to see System of a Down at Bank of California May 22nd. They're playing along with Korn and Faith No More. And you qualify to see them in Stockholm, Sweden.
Quite a threesome.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is Listener-okey.
Listener-okey. Listener-okey, that's the game we're gonna play. Listener-okey, listener-okey, come and sing and don't be lame.
You get your pick. Band, song, up to you. It's all about the performance. It's going to be battle style. So if you're better than the person before you, we hang up on the person before you, we put you on hold.
And it's System of a Down, Korn, or Faith No More.
Correct. Let's start with Carlos in Torrance. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
What song are you going to do for us?
Chop Suey.
All right.
Okay. Oof.
Here's Carlos.
Should I go?
And now, Carlos.
Yeah.
And now, here's Carlos.
Go ahead, Carlos.
Oh, sorry, don't. Okay. Grab a push, put a little makeup. You want to. Hide the scars and shake away. Hide away. The shake up. You want to. Why'd you leave the kinks up on the table? You want to. I don't think you trust.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Carlos.
You know what? You're in the lead, man.
Oh. He's not stopping.
He's not even listening.
You're the me of listeners.
You're moving on, Carlos.
You're
the me of listeners.
Right?
Oh, that is harsh.
Number one, Carlos.
Oh, all right. So he's so far, he's the line that you have to beat.
Yep.
I'm not sure how anyone will.
Mm-hmm.
Zeba in Echo Park. Hello.
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 You think you can do better than Carlos or no?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little.
Okay.
All right. What are you going to do?
Toxicity.
All right.
System of a Down.
Okay.
Looking at life through the eyes of a tired hub, eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city,
Okay. Your phone's going to explode. Your phone is going to explode.
Ziva has, she's eaten the phone.
She
and
is.
Now she's singing it with it in her belly. But she is in the lead.
Congratulations.
She's moving on for me.
Ziva, sorry, Carlos. It was a valiant effort. It's not going to pay off.
I love how Kevin didn't even take a vote from the room.
No.
I go, oh, she's moving on. Okay,
there doesn't
on.
Need to be a vote.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Adolfo and Downey. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
What song are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to try Ariel.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here's Adolfo.
Ariel's in the sky. When you lose small mind, you free your life. Ariel's so up high.
Nice.
When you lose your mind, eternal pride.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
He's got my vote.
Well done, Allie.
Yeah.
Same. I don't know. Carlos did pretty good.
No, Carlos is gone.
Already hung up on. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. You're replacing Ziba now.
Yeah.
You're in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Thank you for playing. All right. Let's go to Jose in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing Listener-okey. We're doing well. What are you going to sing for us?
Feel the Like Korn.
Okay. Here's
all
Jose.
Right. Ready? All right. Mm-hmm. Each that you saw, load inside something took from me. I don't feel the day is for easy hollow. So dance with me. Dance with me. Go! The boom, the boom, bang, 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 the boom, bang, the boom,
that was very entertaining.
I say Jose.
I'm going with Jose.
Yes,
Allie?
Way, Jose. Yeah. Allie,
right.
Can't catch her breath. I'm going to think
amazing.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
Sorry, Adolfo.
Sorry,
now,
Adolfo.
Jose's in the lead.
Yeah.
Let's go
God.
To Andre in Highland Park. Good morning, Andre.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to sing, since I'm a chef, I'm going to sing Chicken Stew.
Oh,
okay. Excellent. Okay. All right.
Here we go. Want a slice of pie, pizza, pizza, pie. Every minute, every second, pie, 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 pie. Want a slice of pie, pizza, pizza, pie. Every minute, every second, pie, 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 pie. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushroom, olive chives. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushroom. therapy. Advertising causes me therapy. Therapy. Advertising causes me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I wish Andre and Jose could go together.
I feel like Andre.
Okay,
maybe.
Allie.
All right.
But don't you remember the bump?
I do. Oh, you're right. That was so good.
I'll tie it up in Jose, so it comes down to Allie McKay. I say Andre, or she says Andre, I say Jose. It's you.
You pick.
What are you looking at this weird for?
You like Jose? I'll put him on hold.
Put him on hold so he doesn't hear us. Okay.
Put him on hold.
Honestly, I think Jose was...
Jose moves on. Sorry, Andre.
Andre.
You were great.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Andre.
Kevin put him on
hurt my heart. Why'd you put him on right as he was saying?
I have to hang up on him.
Oh, Andre, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Andre. Allie didn't like you.
I've never seen Allie look at me so angry by tying it and putting it on her. She looked at me furious.
Yeah, she was very upset.
Very
All right, Rich in Montebello. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's quite a battle.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do for Listeroki?
So I'm going to do sugar.
Okay. Sugar. All right.
All right. Here we go. The kombucha mushroom people sitting around all day. Who can believe you? Who can believe you? Let your mother pray. Sugar. I'm not there all the time. You know,
Sugar. Allie hates you too, Rich. So.
I don't hate you, Rich.
So she's voting Jose? On her own now. It's Jose.
Yeah. Definitely.
Good job, Allie.
Jose head. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to one more if we have time for Peter in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Peter.
You've heard your competition, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Epic by Faith No More.
Oh. All right. My favorite songs. Okay.
My two. Okay, here we go. You want it all, but you can't have it. It's in your face, but you can't grab it. They say, what is it? They say, what is it? Yeah, I'm pot, baby.
Okay.
I feel like Peter was convincing himself.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped, baby.
I got to tell you, to be honest, for me, Jose is the winner.
Okay.
Jensen?
I will say that it comes down to two to me, but the winner is Jose.
Yes, Jose. Congratulations.
Allie, you would have said Jose?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Jose, let's remember who did this for you. That was me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Allie. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jose.
Thank you,
Jose.
I'm back to work now. I got to go.
Okay. Thanks for playing the game.
Goodbye.
Listen to Rokey. Listen to Rokey, thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rokey, listen to Rokey, you thought them were lame.
Allie is here now with a final look at what's happening.
I don't...
By the way, Allie's about to lose it, you guys.
What do you mean?
She's very close to losing it.
What do you mean?
She's like, you say certain things and she just stares. She's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I just went in to do a little change on the podcast with Muggs. And Muggs goes, listen to this. And he plays me a clip. Can you play it? This is just from us talking.
Okay.
Okay.
This is how we do it.
Okay.
Here we go. Wait, listen to Allie.
Oh, man. Listen to that. Okay.
That sounds terrible.
Start it back. Bring it all the way back.
Wow.
Bring it all the way back. Again, this is us
this
talking.
This is how we do it.
Wait, listen to Allie.
Oh, man. Listen to that.
How'd you keep that up so long?
Sounds terrible.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's her laughing. Muggs, who is a audio genius, realized while listening to it that it sounded just like the background of a Billie Eilish song.
What?
And he mixed them and listened to this. It is insane. Was it in there?
We need to...
Okay,
yes.
Keep it going.
Keep going.
So that's the song. Okay.
Okay, now do it.
Is it in there?
Wait, he needs to be on the mic.
Put him on.
Get him on the mic.
He's been running on the fly here.
Muggs.
It is not in there.
Okay.
What?
It is...
Why would you tell us you had four clips?
Okay, so it's Allie wheezing,
mm-hmm.
A clip of Bad Guy,
yes.
That right. instrumental part.
And then a mixture of the two.
No. And then I isolated Allie wheezing again, and then Bad Guy side to side.
Okay, listen. Play them together.
Listen, put them together and get back to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what do we want?
We want you to be in the song.
I mean, the whole point of it was not to mix it. It was just to show you the similarity of
how similar they are. Okay, let's
play them back to back. Yeah, play them back to back. Listen to it.
The last two, Destiny.
Yes.
I feel like it'd be funnier.
It is eerie how close the sound is, though. Because I couldn't even tell the difference, to be honest. Yeah. I thought it was in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allie.
Okay, now that we know what it is, it is a very good comparison.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
That is good. You're right, Mux. Very good.
Guys, I'm on the last day of my Z-Pack.
Oh, no.
Oh, feeling... no.
No, I feel another good. Z-Pack?
Oh, you do?
I do.
Wait, you feel good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Got him another one.
Wow. Allie just said she feels good, which has me very scared.
That sound is so similar.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
That's bonkers.
What's happening, Allie?
Oof. That's great.
Wow.
Good job, Muggs.
Wow. Mm. Guys, Ray Donovan. Canceled by Showtime after 7 seasons.
Canceled.
And you may be saying to yourself, oh, well, that stinks. At least they got to wrap it up on their season 7 finale on January 19th. No, they didn't. It's a cliffhanger because they weren't sure what was happening. So Liev Schreiber addressed the elephant in the room. He said, I know the big question on everyone's mind is whether there will be a season 8. Truth is, it's in Showtime's hands. So if you want more, reach out to them and let them know how you feel. Either way, it's been an amazing ride, and we all have you to thank for it. So he kind of thought writing's on the wall type of thing.
Yeah. Sure.
But my gosh, I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. We have not seen the last of Ray Donovan.
You pulled down your sunglasses to say it.
Right?
Yeah! I'm just saying, there's no way that a Hulu, Apple TV, Netflix, someone won't say, you know what? We're going to give you 5 episodes. Can you wrap it up?
Wrap it up, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Liev's going to be like, hey, let's do this. And he'll say it super chill.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, let's do this.
Super low key.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clap if you care.
I do. I do. I think they deserve to wrap it up.
It's Allie and I, yeah.
Great show.
I do think Netflix could swoop in and get a finale out of this. Would be a good move.
Again. This isn't the last scene of Ray Donovan. I can't be any more clear.
Right.
So
no one's arguing with
you. So if you guys would stop challenging me on that.
Okay.
I think you just need to know it's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian Wilson, former...
Wait, you feel better today? Wow. You're a miracle.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. At least it's Friday.
What?
Jensen, it is not.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Let's get out of here. Mm. Some great birthdays today. Henry Golding. Have you guys seen Last Christmas yet?
He's a Stone Cold Fox. You're so mad.
I mean, I'm not.
Why are you so mad about a great Christmas movie that makes you feel?
God.
I hate your guts.
I'm not sure where all that aggression came from.
Jeez. So angry. Oh, no. You made her do it again. Oh, no.
Neymar, Cristiano Ronaldo, Darren Criss, Michael Sheehan, Chris Parnell, Tim Meadows.
Oh, no, that's leaving. Her voice is out the door.
Laura Linney and Christopher Guest.
I mean, this is a very, very, very bad day.
I'm sorry, Stephen A. And that's what's happening.
Hmm.
A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning, an all-new show. Hopefully, Allie will join us.
I'm going to be here. I feel great.
People are dumb. Stryker is going to be on the program tomorrow. We're going to ask him about what bet he lost. And Dr. Drew will join us and more tickets for you to see System of a Down.
And Mr. Muggs.
Yes.
Join me today at 445 West Foothill Boulevard in Glendora, the Glendora Del Taco. We're going to be hanging out from 12 to 1 p.m., giving out K-Rock Storm's Bear Mountain tickets, of course, with Lovely the Band. That's going to be on February 29th. The first 50 people to show up will get lift tickets. Come by, hang out, eat some food. It's going to be fun.
No one sounds healthy. There's no one on the show who sounds healthy.
No, you don't have to fake it.
This is insane.
We have enough of that, Muggs. Thank you.
God.
We'll see you tomorrow.